Air Force officials say they hope to restore integrity to the Air Force Academy by replacing its leaders and changing student policies. The Academy has been torn by allegations that its leaders have ignored and mishandled dozens of reports from female cadets who say they were raped or sexually assaulted. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports.
The words "Bring Me Men" are inscribed in a stone wall at the Colorado Springs campus of the Air Force Academy. But Air Force officials say they plan to erase that phrase and perhaps the macho climate that pervades the school. Air Force officials in Washington announced Wednesday that they are removing the Academy's top four officials, imposing new student reforms, and replacing the inscription with something more appropriate. 18% of the 4,000 cadets are women. Yet a growing number are saying that the school's leaders have ignored their complaints of sexual assaults or rapes. At a Pentagon news conference, Air Force Secretary James Roach acknowledged that the Academy has to change the way it deals with women.
The climate, for one reason or another, did not seem to be accepting of the fact that in modern war, gender becomes increasingly less relevant. And that to try and maintain some sense that this was a boys' club was wrong. And we felt that increasingly we had to look at the whole climate.
To make that climate less threatening to female cadets, Roach is putting female dormitory rooms in the same area, adding security and training medical personnel to respond to sexual assault cases. All students will also have to leave doors open during visits, and sophomores will be banned from disciplining freshmen. Roach said the Academy needs to change its leadership in order to change the climate. But he stopped short of blaming top officials for the sex assault scandal.
To suggest that it's their fault would really miss the point. This climate didn't start 3 years ago, ma'am. Their predecessors, us, our predecessors, the Air Force has let that place down.
But Dick Wadhams, a spokesman for Colorado Senator Wayne Allard, says the Academy's top officials are responsible. Allard and Virginia Senator John Warner, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, asked the Air Force to get rid of the Academy officials in a recent letter to Roach.
It was apparent that cadets were unwilling to come forward with their stories as long as the current leadership was in place. And so that's why they decided to go ahead and make that request this past weekend.
Academy Superintendent John Dallagher will retire this summer. He'll be replaced by Major General John Rosa, who is currently on war duty. Three other leaders will also be leaving. But some female cadets say that may not be enough. Jessica Brakey, a 21-year-old from Kansas, says she was raped by her company commander when she was a freshman at the academy. Ignored by superiors and pressured by her peers, Brakey says she dropped out of school last fall. She's doubtful that these changes will actually eliminate the hostile atmosphere that many women at the academy feel.
I still feel like this is a quick fix. I think there are so many problems and there's so many ingredients that lead to these disastrous results that's been happening for so many years that I really do think it takes a lot more time and they need more investigating to get to the bottom of the issue.
The Air Force says it is investigating 56 cases of rape or sexual assault at the Academy reported since 1993. But Senator Allard's office says it plans to review the investigation and changes at the Academy during hearings later this year. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.